What is up, friends of the Upstate Golf Guys? We appreciate everyone tuning in. If you enjoy what you hear, we release new episodes every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Upstate Golf Guys. Hey, I just want to chime in and say one more thing. I hope you guys get a chance to check out the website my wife put together. It's really awesome. It's definitely worth checking out. We have our bios in there. You could find all of our podcasts. And most importantly, where you could get our merch from our awesome Upstate Golf Guys hats with the Uncle Sam logo to quarter zips. We have a lot of different colored golf polos, so you can match the polos up with the hats. Definitely come check us out. And that's at upstategolfguys.com. Thanks again, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Golf Week Amateur Tour, where amateurs play like pros. A national tour for all golfers and all skill sets in our 30th anniversary. We are New York Upstate Region, and if you would like more information or to join, go to www.amateurgolftour.net.
Hi, this is Paulie Pro Shop. We're calling to confirm your tee time at Dennis Penis today. And I think you play at 109, which is like 69 minus an hour. If you could give us a call back at 845-214-4424, we really appreciate it. Again, this is Paulie Pro Shop, and this is Dennis Penis. Call us immediately. Thank you.
Paulie Pro Shop. He carried the team for sure this weekend, didn't he, boys?
He didn't even play six holes on Sunday.
Well, we're back. We're back from this amazing weekend at Cape Cod, the roughed up on the Cape, Battle of the Cape, and we absolutely got smoked. The Golf Week guys absolutely destroyed.
Tell them why, Brad.
Lapses of effort from our team captain, lack of leadership from our team captain, and lack of attendance from our team captain.
He did take a nap. Hold on. I believe that there was extenuating circumstances. I've gotten a call from Tommy Top 5 and Brad, the backside barn slider. Somebody may or may not have had some pharmaceuticals while not playing golf.
These are allegations that have not been founded.
Listen, they have not been circumstanced by Carrie.
If it turns out our team captain was doing these things, then there's going to be an internal meeting about next season. But we had a great time nonetheless.
Now, when you say internal, do you mean you guys are going internal, or are you guys having somebody investigate it?
That's Tom, everybody. Welcome, Tom, to the Upstate Podcast.
AKA Paulie Pro Shop.
Paulie,
that dude.
Tommy Jones.
I want to be best friends with Paulie Pro Shop. I really do. I want to hang out with him more.
He couldn't be reached for comment.
I already had,
you're gonna have to move to Kingston.
Penis Dennis calls back.
It's Dennis Penis.
Yes, shit.
We lost Adam. It looks like Adam must have lost connection or something.
No, he's got to silence us because he's part of a Catholic household.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. First off, what did you think of Dennis Pines? I know they were a little bit of a pain in the ass there, but the course itself, what did you guys think?
It was actually very hard, even in the fairways. It was kind of a weird texture of everything, would be my take on it.
My opinion is it was a fair but difficult challenge, but I liked Ocean's Edge Oscar better.
Far more. So much more. I think we're going to do an extra night next year and play Ocean Edge an extra day. if you guys are down for it.
Yeah, and I just change the Dennis Pines day to something else.
Yeah.
I just heard there was going to be a lot more hot tub sauna action, and that's
so. Tom, tell him what happened. Tell him what happened on the first hole at Dennis Pines. What the starter said. Come on, this is ridiculous. A little ridiculous here.
Well, he looked at me, and I was in my tight pants, and he told me I couldn't play the back because those were for single-digit handicaps.
He also did the same for Adam as well.
These guys can absolutely smoke the ball. I mean, 300 on the average. And it was pretty funny. Tom, what did you do? Just go up there and absolutely smash it or what?
On the first tee I did, on the 18th, the second go-around, it wasn't so hot. But I did stiff it on the next shot, so I still managed to break par on the first hole, even though I had to play from the ladies' tees.
Oh, my goodness. We had such a good time. So I had so many belly laughs.
That starter, when he said that to both Tom and then Adam at the next group, stood there with his arms crossed, watching these guys tee off to see if they could actually swing the golf club. So I'm glad those guys hit the ball. Well, Tom had a 3-wood in his hand playing from the tips as the guy's questioning him. I'm like, there's something wrong with this guy. But he did hit that 3-wood off that tee box pretty good and silenced that starter, but still questioned Adam and then stood 6 feet from Adam with his arms crossed, and it ruined Adam's whole day.
He thought we were trouble right at the beginning.
Yeah, he did. He came out of nowhere when we were on a fairway.
Do you remember he started through the woods? Yeah. He came through his he had his sheltered cart, and he came out and he goes, oh, you guys are a little bit ahead of schedule. How's the course playing? Me and Adam both looked at him and go, pretty easy, and then just drove past him. And then he zipped his tent back up real angrily. He's like, zip.
Yeah, we were targeted from the start.
We got Adam
there.
Back. Adam, we were just telling him about the starter at Dennis Penis.
Yeah, that guy was something.
Yeah,
I sent my towel out to get restitched, so it says Dennis Penis.
So
yeah, definitely.
So
Adam,
I mean,
are you sitting in a Mercedes Benz right now under a tree?
Yes, sir.
You get kicked out of the house for being on a podcast.
No, I was just taking the dog for a walk and would stay here.
Take the dog for a walk in a car.
Yeah, so listen. You had to drive somewhere.
Honestly, this is the thing, what I wanted to say real quick about starters. Like, how much cooler was the starter at Ocean Edge, Bob, compared to the starter at Dennis Pines?
So, different world.
When we showed up on Sunday an hour and a half early for our tee time, he goes, listen, there's a couple of other guys here on a stay and play package. They clearly don't have the gumption that you guys do. So I haven't seen any of them. It's 8:55. If you can get that Farina guy back here to the tee, you guys can tee off immediately. We had to make 18 different phone calls. We had to call your agent. There was a couple of podcast people involved. Yep. Then you got back there and we were out.
Yeah. Bob is awesome. The man. He is a good starter. I always appreciate Bob over there at Ocean Edge, but we will certainly play somewhere else other than Dennis Penis this year.
We were originally from Ocean's Edge.
We're going to do the captains, Mike.
Yeah. We were originally going to do captains, which is
but they were,
way
things were getting
better.
Punched.
So we changed it up.
Captains?
Captain Jack Sparrow and Captain Morgan.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, Tito's.
Captain Tito's.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, you
so, Adam, I asked those guys.
Tito.
What, Adam, what, other than the starter situation, what are your thoughts of the way Dennis Pines played as a course itself?
Well, like I said, it played extremely hard as far as, like, the ground, the surface, all that stuff. Cool layout, though. I'd give it that.
Yeah.
Probably about it.
You know what? The pine trees helped me more than hurt me with like the thin pines in between the fairways. I had a lot
of. We gotta ask Brad about that.
Gio said the.
Brad?
What happened?
Brad, did we lose you, Brad?
No, I'm sorry. I thought that.
Tell us about the trees. How the hell?
Yes, at Dennis Penis, the thin tree lines actually help the amateur golfer more than hurt them because it'll bounce your ball back into the fairway, which both myself and young Kerr Collette were both beneficiaries of quite often on Friday at Dennis Penis. Either finding that ball kicked back out onto our fairway or finding its way through that thin tree line onto the other fairway of another hole. So it was actually very amateur friendly for higher handicapped like myself at Dennis Pinus. But the CIA escort that we had throughout the day was a little annoying.
The CIA escort. He really was. And then you go over to a course like Ocean Edge.
Sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
No, you go over to a course like Ocean Edge that's like, I mean, private, just world the layout class. Is, and they didn't bother you at all. It's just like, it's night and day over there. They, you know, you play your course. There was nobody out there in the woods peeking out at you.
No, you know? Me and Mike could hit it into the woods, hit it out of the woods, and then chip onto the green. Nobody bothered us.
Right. What were you going to say, though, there, Paulie?
So, listen, Tommy Top 5 told me earlier today, there was a young Asian lady on the LBGTQ tour. She snap-hooked a ball onto the cardboard sign in the middle of the water. It bounced off of that onto the green. She made eagle. Mike, I really like how big your middle finger is. I appreciate that.
That's meant for Adam.
Hey, do you like this big finger?
Oh yeah,
don't show us your penis.
That's a beautiful trophy, I have to say.
My goodness,
we should have wrote Dennis' penis somewhere on there. Maybe down the.
Hey, we shouldn't have. We should write on there our names.
Hey, and Adam, you know what I felt like a little bit going into Sunday? I felt like a little bit of the USA team, the Ryder Cup. I mean, actually, they actually had a shot on Sunday, though. We didn't. That was the difference.
You had zero shots on Sunday, but you also had 611 shots on Sunday.
You know what? No. I shot a hell of a round on Sunday. I wasn't cold. Brad was cold.
Miserable. I was miserable.
The weather wasn't the best, but the company kept me warm.
Oh, yes. You know what? Yeah. That makes
me. Was riding in the car with Adam. Figure that out.
The company and the vodka kept you warm.
Hey, Tom, that was.
I have to ask Tom. Tom, do you have any recollection of Brack's dinner Friday night?
Absolutely, do it.
I gotta edit some of this shit.
You know, I thought I was gonna have to edit anything.
Don't anyways, let anybody have broccoli at that place. You know what I mean?
Did you remember the episode?
Which one?
Do you remember apologizing to the waitress for
boisterousness?
Being such
that's
a
all.
friendly man.
We were just being boisterous. Listen.
Here's the thing that I recollect. She sent me a text message after that. And she said, no apologies.
Oh, my God. Poor waitress for having to deal with us.
But, yeah, Brack's Landing, good place to go for dinner out on the Cape. We always had a good time there.
I heard that if you go to Hole in One, you can get one of two versions of breakfast, and I didn't get either one. I had to stick at home with the giant ginger to see if I could get that hole in one. And let me tell you, not good.
Not as good as a hole in one breakfast joint. No. I assure you.
Hey,
that.
And we got to do the rooftop bar next year. That was promised us.
Yeah.
It was. Listen, let's do it a little warmer next year. Let's try to go in May, maybe. Like first or second week in May.
Who are you?
See what I can do.
Timberlake?
No.
May.
Let's go June. May's my birthday month.
Mid-July, you know, the difference is it's from $350
a
person
up
to like you're looking at like $600 a person, probably.
How popular this podcast is between Tommy Top 5, Paulie Pro Shop, Geo the Giant Ginger, and whatever that other guy's name is. I mean, we're probably they're gonna invite us back and pay us to be there. It's gonna be
good. They certainly
should. Yeah, they might.
But
Dennis he's in a Mercedes with the fucking rooftop open.
Do you think Ocean Edge is one of like the top courses you guys played? I mean, in the Northeast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
I agree. I was telling Adam. I mean, I think
it's for me. Maybe I can move up to the Aqua Tees next year.
That would be nice. That would be nice. I told Adam. I mean, it really reminds me of basically like if Saratoga National and Turning Stone courses kind of had a baby out there with all the traps and a baby midget.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, it reminds me of Myrtle Beach and Hilton Head type style.
Yeah. Which would you say, Sandy Pines or Dusty Roads?
Yeah, I guess.
Dusty.
Well, the undulation on the fairways and the greens and.
That's what I said to my father.
Just the waste bunkers and the bunkers and how you go in and out of residential areas throughout the course is very similar to how South is.
Yeah.
I'd like to pose this question to Mr. Farina, who is a course member and also a condo owner on Ocean's Edge.
Shoot it
What's
out.
What's the routing of the holes? Like, after you finish five, where do you go?
Well, let's tell that story, Tom. Let's tell what happened.
Tell them exactly what happened.
All right, so we finished six, and there's a little sign.
No, buddy, we finished five. We're supposed to go to six.
We were supposed to go to six, right. The sign said six this way and then 11 this way. We didn't read the signs. We just went the other way. So
it wasn't signed part. Well.
We played four holes, and you were like, this is wrong.
This is not my condo.
My favorite is on the eighth hole.
Our condo's on the eighth hole.
6 hours ago.
We were 999 yards away from the eighth hole.
And I still managed to hit a wedge tight.
No, Tom goes, dude, if you put the GPS on the 12th hole, it's right. They must have switched holes.
They must have, on the 12th hole.
they must have done some construction here and switched holes around or something.
They rerouted it. They rerouted the course.
You guys fucked up.
Does everybody remember what they shot at Ocean Edge?
Which time?
I remember my two rounds.
My low round was 76, which I think was the best of the weekend.
Hell yeah, nice dude. Wow. How about you, Adam? Let's go from champ light up.
I went 81-83.
Okay, champ light. What'd you get, Adam?
77 was my low.
Nice.
And what'd you shoot Sunday? 79.
78.
Nice. How about you, Brad? Sorry, what did you shoot on Saturday?
I don't remember.
91 Saturday morning.
And then you got injured a little bit on Sunday, so you didn't finish the round, kind of like me on Saturday.
So you remember that long par five? It's dog leg left. You have to carry bunkers on the left, and then if you don't drive it with a draw, then you have like a long second shot in.
Is it over a hazard?
No, it's just. Woods are to the left and condos are to the left. But
okay, yes, that's
me
that's
and Adam were standing out in the fairway after he hit like a 350-yard bomb. He was in the right rough. We were waiting. He hit into you guys, which we're going to talk about later. But I noticed Brad, after you guys put the pin back in, he threw something into the woods, and I heard him say something like, I'll fucking kill everybody, but I couldn't make out the words. What happened?
Brad, what happened there?
Well, as Gio can tell you, I three putt just about everything. So
yes.
When you three putt from 15 feet, sometimes the emotions get the best of you and you take it out on the ball itself. So that's what happened there was a three putt from 15 feet.
So in the ball, Brad, next the woods. Time, throw the putter in the woods. Oh, get a new one.
I thought it was the club that he threw in the woods. So you only threw a ball in the woods?
It was just the ball.
That's a bitch move.
Here comes the putter throw.
I wasn't that mad. I was only mad enough to throw the ball.
I got you.
But yeah, that's a par for the course for me. Three putts. Bradley, three putt.
Well, you're going to have to move this into Gio's mobile podcast vehicle, or I'm going to have to dial in because Gio has, parental responsibilities.
What did you guys think of the that par five going over that? What did you guys think of that hole? That hole was murderous.
It was a short par five. I don't know what we're talking about.
It's just par five. You know what?
You hit a driver and a hybrid. And you're all right on the front of the green. Me and Tom had eagle putts on Sunday.
If you're 6'7", you hit driver what? Hybrid. If you're short, you hit driver 6 iron.
You want to know how I
played? When Tom and I finished, I was like, did we just par? And he's like, no, it's a par five. And I said, oh, okay.
Wow.
You got a five on that one, Adam.
Yeah, I know. I thought I bogeyed.
I could never get over that hazard on a second shot, even if I tried. Best
I'm
shot, I couldn't get over it.
Get over it, Anthony. I was with you earlier this week.
Who's playing Saturday?
Not I, buddy.
What is Adam drinking? Sriracha?
Powerade.
Official sponsor.
So Brad, Adam has, so Adam is the director of our Golf Week Amateur Tour for anyone listening right now, in Champ Flight. And he has me, a D-Flight golfer, golfing with him and two other Champ Flight guys on Saturday. You know the reason, Brad? You know the reason? He wants me to read the greens for him because he says I know Freer Park better than he does.
I had to put you with me because I was afraid that the Rangers would probably tell us we got to speed it up because you're too busy taking camera pictures of every shot. So I had to keep you moving.
They don't yell at him anymore. They know it won't matter.
I'm really looking forward to playing that event, Adam. I really am. It's my home course. Playing with you will be a lot of fun. And usually playing with better golfers picks my game up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for me as a tour director, I mean, if I have an opportunity to put somebody else who I don't normally play with each and every event, I like to throw them in.
Gives me an opportunity to meet new guys and
get to know each one of the guys that are on the tour and stuff. I know Tom. I'm excited when he gets back. He's resting an injury called sobriety.
Strangely enough, Adam also likes to throw people into the shower that he hasn't met yet. So it gets weird when you're sleeping in a room with him and he's like, it's time to shower.
Yeah. I mean, it got weird in our condo at Cape Cod that we were sharing toothpaste.
Ooh. Yeah, but I let you brush my teeth. So
while using it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we just passed the toothbrush around.
Nice.
Brad, what's your goal for, what do you think the winning score in D-Flight will be at Freer Park on Saturday? What are you shooting for Saturday?
The schedule is different this year. We played Freer Park later in the summer last year, so everybody, at least some of the local guys, had a chance to play a practice round or two or 10 there. But
right. Nathan, he has three in already, so what do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, he cheated.
I say 92
for D flight. No, I think if we have 20 guys in the D flight or 15 guys in the D flight, you'll probably get a high 80 score out of them. An 88 to 89 somewhere in there. We'll take it for the D flight, which will be this guy.
Some of you guys might have got a message earlier from Paulie Pro Shop. He he followed me around Ocean Edge, and he saw how I played on Sunday. And he bumped me back to D flight, so I think I can break 90.
You will, especially playing up now from the whites.
Absolutely,
you'll be able to reach the fairway.
Length's never been an issue for me, if you know what I'm talking about. But sometimes accuracy is very, very, very poor.
Oh my god! It was a pleasure playing with you. Where did he go? It was a pleasure playing with Tom this weekend.
Did you not tell everybody you played with me, Anthony? That was supposed to be our secret.
Oh, Tom, what am I going
to
do with you?
There's going to be a lot of editing in this one.
I liked sitting next to you. I like at dinner. I liked you touching my leg.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
Could you re-demonstrate the video that has circulated around Facebook a million and a half times about how you may or may not consume edibles?
he eats them things like he's a horse at a trough. Yep.
I do enjoy a dose here and there of
a microdose
of something.
Can it be considered
you're like
Clydesdale couldn't eat it?
You're like Mario. You're like a Super Mario Brothers there. You gotta catch the mushrooms to grow bigger.
No, he looked like Pac-Man.
There was a very interesting article. If you guys go Google right now,
waka 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 waka.
Go Google Golf Digest and microdosing. And one of the PGA players came out, and I guess it's not performance enhancing. It's not
Johnson.
Adam, what are your thoughts of that? Should that be a performance enhancement in the PGA if it makes you focus better? Be honest. Like, it really was just an article in the Golf Digest, microdosing and golf. And he came forward. I don't know if he came forward anonymously, but he said it really just makes him focus better. And he picked his game up. I mean, I don't know. I would think it's performance enhancement, being that I've done it.
Does he eat them like this?
Probably not.
I think that there's anything that's illegal in the law book of the United States of America, then probably not.
Right. Hold on. Hey, hang on. I'm going to weigh in on this. First, Brad knows the only way to eat mushrooms, number one. Number two, it looks like helicopters or UFOs are flying around behind your Mercedes head. Number three, Mr. Farina played 1,000 times worse after he took his microdose of mushrooms. So it's not performance enhancing.
He couldn't even have joined us in the afternoon on Saturday because he had to go home.
That had nothing to do with that, sir. I didn't even.
He was on his home course and he couldn't find his home.
Listen, Saturday, my hands were so cramped up. It was so cold. I swear to God, even Tom's butt cheeks couldn't have worn my hands off.
Now I know why he could only get handfuls to his mouth, because he couldn't pinch them. He had to use the whole shovel.
That's right. That's right. Oh, God. So are we already planning for next year or what? I mean, are we ready? Are we going to do this every year?
Why not? It'd be fun.
Twice a year, once in the winter, once in the summer, because it was so hot out there. This time of year, I want to go back when it's a little chillier. I'm tired of sweating.
You want to go when it's chillier? I'll bring him up, Mike. I'll bring him up to Highland Links when we went to Highland Links that day.
For real.
Let's do it. How about time we were in Crumpkin Fox? I had to get a couple things from the pro shop before I could play.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
From where? Crumpkin Fox?
Crumpkin?
Hold on. Adam's thinking about it. He's like, oh, maybe he did get a long sleeve.
Crumpkin Fox.
You crazy bastard. Where's Johnny? I wanted Johnny to be in this, and he probably fell asleep at his kitchen table with a Henny in his hand.
Yeah, he had half a cigarette in his fingers. Three and a half bones.
Half a cigarette. He's a cigarette out. He puts a cigarette out and brings them up inside, and he brings the butts inside. He's one of those guys, isn't he, Adam? He brings half of a cigarette in.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he basically will smoke half and then put the stinky butt right in the house and let it stink up the house.
The best part of him though is here's the thing that you can say about that guy. Amazing dude. Definitely want him on every trip. But he got in a fight with his girlfriend at 5:30 every morning. He was outside, and then the people that we were living next door, they were trying to hit chip shots to the ninth hole or something like that. And they were very displeased.
Oh God!
But Johnny had the most Johnny's fans a good time. Of any person on our entire trip.
I think we need to keep the exact eight guys that we have.
I think he had 7 the first day, 27 the second day, and then all of them on the third day. Guy was dropping bombs. He hit it into like 2 inches 2 times, and then he just kept laughing. And I didn't find it funny.
Speaking of 2 inches,
Well, what made Sunday funny was Tom didn't have his best day out there, and Johnny was feeling it after like the first 6 holes. He's like, he goes, "Man, I wish I bet Tom. I would have smoked his ass today."
It's very accurate though. He would have smoked me.
Right. No, he was not.
26 handicap, and he shot 3 over or something like that. So net, he probably shot -50. Scotty Scheffler.
Brad, tell everybody about the third hole, the par 3 on Sunday. What really made you quit?
Yeah, that was sickening. Missed that
6-inch birdie putt.
Yeah, well, I made the putt, but it was missing the hole in one by 6 inches, and I mean it rolled 6 inches by, but from the left of the cup to the right of the cup, so it just missed the hole in one.
A little deep, aren't you, Brad? I've heard that about you. You're always just a little bit too much.
A little too shallow normally for me. I usually can't quite get there. I'm usually a little shallow. I'm not like Adam, who has 9 hole in ones. I've got 0, and yeah, honestly, after missing that hole in one, I was sick. And
Adam, are any of those hole in ones miniature golf course hole in ones, or are they all real courses?
No, they're all real. They're all real.
Wow, 9.
You know where they're at? He played a 100-yard course. He played 9 holes at a 100-yard hole course.
Yeah,
20 years.
He played it 900 times.
This guy.
No, I had my last one was last year at the Town of Colony hole 8 from the blue 9.
That's 172. So that's 8 iron uphill.
It was playing It was 122 that one. I spun a 50 degree and it went back into the hole. So I was pretty happy.
You can't use chip shots as a fucking hole in one.
It's not a chip shot. It's 122 based on the scorecard.
Well, I played a 215 hole and I was 6 inches from hole in one. And I won the very prestigious Upstate Golf Guys towel. And I have it displayed in my house.
Yeah, you like that towel, don't you, buddy?
I sure do. I use it to dry off every day after I get out of the shower.
You will use that. You like that, right? Had a nice rough side for you, too.
It's going to give you a good scrubbing.
Yep. Absolutely. I don't ever put soap on it, though. I don't want to ruin it.
Don't want to ruin it.
So next year, if we go, though, are we going to like...
What's this if we go shit, Farina?
No, when we go. I'm sorry. Next year, when we go.
Yep.
We got to keep the same teams because I want to... I need to rematch. I need to come back against your asses. But like...
Here's the thing. You're going to drop handicap this year because you've been practicing every day. We got the videos in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twatter, MySpace, MyFace.
Twitter, Twatter.
He's all over. Upstate Golf Guys are everywhere. We're taking a walk.
You want to hear something funny? Today at Freer Park, Mikey, not one, but two people gave me a shout out. We're like, hey, you're the Upstate Golf Guy. I was like, yeah. One of them was the starter. And they listened to because he saw the logo and everything.
You guys remember the people by the fire? Greg, you guys remember the people by the fire? He was his father.
Oh God. No, but I'm getting a lot of good getting a lot of good listeners from like the local guys. It's pretty cool with like, you know, the Freer Park people and the upstate listeners, so I really appreciate that. It's awesome. Now I'm going to try to get some of the listeners from the Golf Week Tour doing this this Golf Week Spotlight segment. This week there will be no segment because we did not have a tour or we did not have an event. Next week I will be doing the Golf Week Spotlight on Freer Park. And Brad's shaking his head like he's going to be the
Troy,
winner.
What's
and
up?
I'll be in New York.
So if I could be so rude to get, you know, like 3 minutes from Mike and Brad before I get 9 minutes from Farina, that'd be great. Because I know I've, basically manipulated this podcast to just be a Pauly Pro Shop and Tommy Two Gloves and any of my other alter egos. But I would like to hear from the people who had to witness me be me the entire weekend. And all the different versions of that. So did you guys have any fun at all?
We had a blast. It was a great time.
We had a blast. But we should have left you behind.
That's what I said. I've said I've never seen somebody so good at golf as Tom who screws around and doesn't take it seriously 1%. He's just having fun out there, not even trying, and smashing golf balls, hitting putts, and fucking around, screwing around the whole time. That's and right. I just don't have that. I'm not good at anything.
No, Tom, you want the real answer to that, Paulie? You want the real answer? On the way home,
it was
all
awesome,
all we're talking about was how much of a good time we had with your brother, and we want to do more of this.
Good energy, good vibes.
It was a lot
had
of
a great time.
It really
you're
was.
You're tough to keep up with sometimes, but I'll try.
So
I love it.
Subconsciously, did your son call you like privately and tell you he still doesn't understand how I got a hold of his number or how that voicemail happened?
Absolutely. Yeah, he did. He was like, who is this dude? I never even met him yet.
We should explain what that message was that I opened up the episode with. Kirk, Mike's son, who knew absolutely nobody.
Nobody.
Like a shy kid on top of it. We're driving out, and he didn't even say anything to us at the time. And we get out in the parking lot at Dennis Pines, and Tom goes, hey,
Dennis Penis.
Hey, Kirk, you get my voicemail? And like, Kirk was like, yeah. And then like two and two were coming together, and Kirk was like, wait a minute. And Kirk actually like he read the transcript. He didn't listen to the voicemail, so he just thought it like said Dennis Pines, but like he read, you know. Yeah. Something, it was just like a mistype.
He thought it was real.
He thought it was really Dennis Pines. He's like, why are they calling me? Anthony made the tee time. And then put two and two together that it was you that just randomly grabbed a phone number from the group text. and just went down. Absolutely.
So funny. Awesome, dude. You couldn't have done, falling, you bro. Couldn't have chose a better person to do it to, bro.
Got our team's there, head right Geo from the goes, start.
You left this kid a voicemail. You never met him before, ever. And I said, I was just trying to get a hold of him because I thought he was driving out behind us because Adam and Johnny were in front of us. And I kept checking in with Adam and Johnny, and I'm like, where are you guys at? And Adam's like, we're in Lee. And me and Gio are like, oh, we just got past Albany or whatever. So then we call Adam and Johnny again, and they're like, oh, we're in, like, I don't know, on the Cape. And we're like, oh, cool. We're 40 minutes behind you. So Gio had said to me in the car, he goes, oh, Kirk's driving out alone. And I was like, we should check on that kid. So I scroll through the group text, and I don't have, like, anybody's numbers because I got a new phone. So I'm checking the numbers off against Gio. He's driving, and I'm checking them off. I'm like, what's 518-08872 or whatever? And he's like, oh, that's Farina. I said, okay. I have Adam's number. For whatever reason, that one's saved, probably because it's in under Giant Ginger or something like that. And then so on and so forth. But I get down to the last number, and I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck this person is. So I call that person, and as soon as the voicemail picks up, which I don't know if I got FU buttoned or if it went all the way to voicemail, but I'm like, hey, this is Paulie Pro Shop. We're just calling to check in on your tee time. It's 109, which is like 69 minus an hour or something like that. And, we're going to need you to pick up the pace because we're backed up over here, whatever. And Gio pissed his pants in the truck, and he's like, that kid's going to get that voicemail and think that the pro shop left it for him. I said, you really think so, huh? You think the pro shops call people like that? And he goes, well, I mean, you sounded pretty official. So we hang up. We drive the next 90 minutes. We get to the course. We see Adam and Johnny on the range. Adam smashing drives. Johnny's trying to dig his knee in through the mat or whatever. Then you guys show up, and I don't hear anything about the voicemail. So I'm like, oh, nobody even got it. We finish the round. We get to the restaurant, and me and Kirk are sitting next to each other, and he's like, this is the asshole that left me the voicemail, this one here? And I was like, yeah, that's my bad. Oh, and my God, I ordered that spicy chicken sandwich.
He didn't even tell us till later. We're home at the condo that night. Because, yeah, that guy Tom left me a voicemail. He goes, I don't know if he was trying to get in my head or what. And we're like, what are you talking about? He left you. And he played us the message. And we were crying, bent over laughing. Like, this guy's talking shit to a stranger that he's not even playing today. I'm like, that's how you get in somebody's head. You fucked the whole team up by confusing everybody with your tactics. You guys won the weekend right there before we even got there.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a strategy. That was a Golf League and tour strategy.
It worked.
It's one of my nine alter egos. So the next time that I appear on the podcast, I'll be different.
Can't wait to meet him.
Right. Johnny was holding the trophy all the way home while sleeping.
Did you cuddle with that last night, Adam?
Oh no!
Johnny's house. It's still right here.
Front seat, baby. Strap that thing in.
He can't cuddle with that thing. He'll roll over and crush it.
Yeah. It's plastic.
That's gonna be front and center at the registration table this week.
Let's go. So listen, I can't wait for Friday. I cannot wait for the rest. Now that we're into the the grind of things, tour is officially here, brother.
Mr. Farina, we got people on the podcast listening in that are trying to place bets. So if you could give some fair odds, they want to weigh in.
Odds
on
for
take the lead flight Sunday.
The Freer Park.
But across all gambits. So who's gonna win Champ Flight, and what's the score gonna be?
Adam's gonna win at 70.
Adam keeps showing us his thumb.
Adam's gonna win at 73. I think what's his face will finish behind him with like a 78, but Adam's gonna win pretty easy.
Are you talking about Travis and Champ Flight?
Travis will probably finish. You're not playing, right?
I can't play.
You're injured still.
Injured, and I have my stepdaughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Well, the champ flight has myself, Travis, Jason, Kevin, and another guy.
Let me take a look at the lineup right now. Adam is playing on another world this year.
While you're looking into the champ flight, who's gonna win A flight?
I gotta look at who's even playing A flight.
A flight.
If they let me come for D flight, I'll play one handed.
You got your stepdaughter, so you'll be busy.
She can use my other hand.
The old. You can have like a little moment together.
A flight. Let's see. I like
somebody Ian, writing I this think. Down just so you know, because we got people live betting right now.
I like Ian Tomes to win it.
There's six people in this podcast.
And then for B flight.
I think Dan Giovinginello is going to win that one.
No, you got to have Gio in B flight.
Yeah, he's playing. He's in B. There's a couple of new guys in B flight this week, so I don't know how they are. But Dan played pretty solid at Old Post, shooting a 78, and two of the members played with him on Saturday, and he was just playing well again.
Yeah, how the F does a guy in B flight shoot 78? I haven't shot 78 in my entire lifetime. Well,
You just said it in a podcast that you shot 76 not more than 2 days ago.
I like Shoemaker this year for C flight. I like.
Oh, he's like got Craig Scotty Scheffler in C flight.
And then for D flight, I think I like Mr. DiPietro actually at his home course. I really do. I like
Let's
Brad.
Go, Brad.
Brad will be
that shit.
I think I like him even over me this week with my best golf. I think Brad can. Brad can
Does
take
he
it
still
home.
Have his putter, or is it on the seventh hole at Dennis Penis?
Nah, this is my home course. I know these greens. I'm going to two putt at least three holes on Saturday.
That's good. Nice. If you only two putt four, you'll be in C flight next week.
Oh, good. All right, we'll see.
Mike, where are you at?
Working.
He can't play yet.
Where are you
going to
be at in the tournament?
I'm not playing working. Saturday. I'll be
this
working.
This is bullshit.
I know.
I agree.
How am I going to get my handicap up if you keep sitting at home?
I have no idea, dude. You got to start playing one-handed, like you said.
That's the only hand daddy. I got.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good one. We're going to have a good one Saturday. Penis.
It was in great shape, Adam, today. Awesome shape. You're going to be happy.
Yeah, that's good. We actually possibly will be adding two more courses this year at Mount Anthony Country Club and also Conklin's Players Club again.
Excuse me, if everybody could cover their ears real quick, I don't want a Mount Anthony at any club.
He first texted me that course and he's like Mount Anthony and I'm like, wait, what? What is this guy sending me? It must be the wrong guy. He must have been supposed to send that to Tom.
Mikey, how's Mount Anthony?
Fucking place is awesome.
Hold on a second. You guys can't talk about that. Is that a 3-day max day? You guys you get out there and then you Mount Anthony a couple of times, you come back turns. Home.
We just get a chance to mount
only
Anthony.
An overnight, one night.
Just one.
Okay. Oh,
early morning.
God.
So awesome. Listen, let's talk about the food that Anthony provided for us out there. The pizza. He got like 71 pizzas for six guys. It's weird.
I can tell you what, that was Johnny and I, we were riding home yesterday. Johnny out of nowhere after he took his hour and a half nap. The first thing he does when he wakes up, he took a sip of water and he goes, how about that pizza set last night? Oh, that was fire, wasn't it? Yeah. I go, no joke, Johnny. That was really good. I said, I was actually thinking about that myself. And he goes, yo, man, that pizza was fire. And he was still thinking about it.
That's probably why he woke up on fire on Sunday. He was like, Tommy, I'll take you. I'll give you 12 shots, and we'll play for a million.
Not only was that pizza good, whatever it was called, Stone Mountain or whatever it was called. Stone Lovin'.
Stone Muffin? We're eating muffin pizza?
Listen. So So I learned something while eating pizza Saturday night that you could take two cheese pizzas and make a sandwich and eat two in one.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there was some real drunk guy on vodka with glasses named Hollywood on this podcast.
Not just vodka, a whole bottle of vodka.
Yeah, while his eyes were closed, just eating two slices of pizza in one as a sandwich. It was
you
just
don't
like
waste time. You got to get it down.
Live fast.
We love you,
kid.
Tom.
Live
we love
fast.
You, Hollywood.
That's right.
We love you, Paulie. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap things up here. I don't want to keep everybody all night, and I got to do some editing. Thanks to Tom, and drop this by tomorrow.
This was perfect. This episode was perfect.
That was perfect, dude. Edgewise. He's only been listen, on for 48 seconds.
I can tell you what, though.
Yes.
Ocean Edge was sick, though. I mean, I enjoyed that. I was telling my wife that the one thing I liked about the course was literally we just walked out the back deck and the pro shop was right there. And after nine, you could just stop your cart, go in, run, get some stuff, go right back out. Like that was sick.
Yeah,
we did that right.
Same thing.
Hey, Adam, what did a couple of your housemates get when they went back inside?
I don't know. We
beers,
got
cigars.
Miller Lights.
There you go.
You got Miller Lights. Somebody else got other stuff.
Family friendly podcast. Family friendly.
Oh, you guys got some of my gay Gatorade.
That's right.
Ooh. that's the secret sauce you guys use this weekend.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, just one more thing is I come in Friday with my bag, and in my bag I had some snacks and I had an 8-pack of orange Gatorade. So that first night, Gio and Tom, they're like, "Whoa, what'd you bring? Some gay Gatorade?" And I'm like, "Oh man, you're thirsty." So the next morning,
whoa,
two
hey,
of them. The next morning, I see Gio pounding one down, and I was like, "Oh, I thought you didn't like Gatorade." He goes, "Well, it looked delicious."
You're hungover. It sure is.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
Brad, unfortunately for me, I've never had a hangover. What I've had is waking up hangry.
Well, so you get hungover when you're done drinking alcohol. If you're never done drinking, you'll never get hungover. That's the problem.
I appreciate your science behind that. I think that's accurate.
That's the thought behind it.
And so then Sunday we woke up and we were dry in our household and it was like, what, nobody cares about me. And so then.
But, yeah, it was fun, Anthony.
I offered you some rum.
Good.
You didn't want it.
I'm really, really glad you guys came out and it all worked out. And
Anthony,
chemistry...
I hadn't come out yet. I went to the Cape
Cod. Listen, Tom, he's trying to wrap it up, Tom.
The chemistry was awesome.
Love you, Anthony. You
Tom,
did a great
I
job.
I love you,
Paulie.
Paulie Pro Shop.
Paulie Pro Shop.
I'll never forget
peace.
You, brother.
Brad, peace.
I really appreciate you guys all tuning in for another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for our second segment of the Golf Week Spotlight, where you will be hearing the winners from Freer Park.
5.8
to the game. Everybody. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you guys.
Peace.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport.